Singer-songwriter Amos Lee grew up in a tough neighborhood in South Philadelphia, but his music doesn't have an urban feel. He writes songs that make you think he grew up in a community filled with porch swings and wide open spaces. Lee says he found his musical voice when he left the big city to attend college in South Carolina. Later, back in Philly, he worked as a teacher and a bartender. At open mic nights, he honed a style of country-fried soul that caught the attention of artists in high places. Bob Dylan asked Amos Lee to join his current tour, and Nora Jones insisted that she play piano on his debut CD.
Well, I walked over the bridge into the city where I live, and I saw my old landlord. All some people, they claim if you get enough fame, you live over the rainbow.
You talk about how fame could take you over the rainbow. It's interesting for someone who's just released his first CD. You're sort of at that moment right now.
I don't know about that. I'm just trying to pay my bills.
Oh, in society, every dollar got a D. We all need a place where we can go and feel over the rainbow.
After college, you returned to Philadelphia, and you worked for a time as a school teacher, and then as a bartender. Now, it seems like that's a job that would provide a lot of material for a songwriter.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the natural occurrence of things goes from teacher to bartender. It seems reasonable to me, but I guess sometimes as a bartender, you can get a lot of material. I just found that I drank too much, really.
Keep it low. Keep it tight. Keep it tight. Yeah.
I just imagine you listening to sad stories or listening to patrons like, you know, spill their life out, you know, at the bar. And I listen to a song like Arms of a Woman, and that's a real tears and whiskey song. You can imagine that.
No doubt.
You know, this is a soliloquy that you might have heard there at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could hear that a lot of places, really. Especially in today, in a society where everybody travels so much, you never really get a chance to sit down with the people you love unless you really make an effort to do it. It doesn't just happen naturally anymore.
I am at ease in the arms of a woman, although now most of my days are spent alone. A thousand miles from the place I was born, but when she wakes me, she takes me back home.
This is a song which is really very simple. It's your voice, it's the guitar, you hear a little bit of music behind you, but it's a very sort of simple arrangement. How do you decide which songs you want to keep simple? You want to just use the weight of the words or the emotion in your voice to carry the tune, and which songs you want to dress up a little bit more with arrangements and orchestration?
Well, that particular tune was always one that I wanted to be real careful with how I dressed it up, because it could be dressed up in a lot of ways, you know. It's got a lot of elements of sort of that old school soul feel to it, but it wasn't really written that way, you know. I mean, I'd been listening to a lot of that stuff, but I didn't want to make it particularly one way or the other, because I feel like sometimes in music, people dress things up a certain way, and it takes away from the character of the song, you know, kind of like people too, you know, same thing. Sometimes a person's character doesn't get to shine through because they're so dressed up. Songs are that way too. I try to not dress stuff up too much. It's just so you can feel it. That's all it is.
When she wakes me, she takes me. Yeah, when she wakes me, she takes me. Yeah, when she wakes me, she takes me back. When she wakes me, she takes me back home.
You sing often in very high registers, which I don't hear as I sit across from you and talk to you right now. It seems like that takes a lot of courage to push your voice up into those upper ranges, especially as a young musician where you're really developing your voice and you're working the open mic circuit. What did it take for you to do that, to develop that side of your voice?
I don't know. I mean, just singing along with a lot of records really helped. Like, singing with Stevie Wonder records was probably the biggest help for me to really develop my range, because he can do whatever he wants with his voice pretty much. But, you know, yeah, singing in falsetto can be real tricky. A lot of people don't really like it, but, you know, yeah, whatever.
How'd you master it?
I don't think I have yet. I don't think I have, but how I got comfortable with it was just kind of doing it. And I think one problem when people try to sing falsetto is they push it too much. You know, they don't kind of just let the singing take care of itself. You know, they push the envelope a little bit too much with the voice instead of letting the song do it.
Did you believe them when they told you they discovered you? And that everything is free as long as you do what they tell you to. You think it's true?
This song's always the hardest one.
Could be further from the truth.
Because you do that. Dun, dun. But that's the hard part.
I'm not going to try to do it.
Told you to change your name.
Soul Suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your take on the music industry?
Not the whole music industry. You know, I'd hate to lump everybody into the same thing, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there like that who are just looking for someone impressionable to put their sort of guys on. And I think for a lot of young artists, they're so desperate that they don't care. You know, they don't want to really develop themselves, so they just kind of take the cues.
Amos, are you still bartending?
No. I'm spending too much time at bars, though, but not in a working capacity.
You're able to work full-time now as a musician?
Yep.
And that must feel great.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm really lucky.
Amos, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Been a pleasure.
Amos Lee's new CD is called Amos Lee. You can hear him play live in our studio at npr.org.
I will give it all, I will give it all love for you now, baby. I will give it all, I will give it all, I will give it all love for you now, baby.